Hello, Kitty City. This is Jennifer speaking.
Hi, Jennifer. It's Nick at Bank of Cardiff. Sorry I missed your call earlier.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good. How you doing today?
I'm all right.
Okay. Is now okay? Do you have a couple minutes?
Yeah. Yep. Now it's
okay.
Fine.
Perfect. Okay. All right. So we got, unfortunately, we got denied for an extended term.
Okay.
It's tough. Obviously, with nonprofits, but we do have the $50,000,
okay,
over the 8 months.
Okay, so what does that look like?
So that looks like, all right, so it's $50,000 over 8 months. There's a daily payment Monday through Friday. So essentially, it's a monthly commitment of $81.25. And it's broken up into micropayments. So it's a daily withdrawal of $387 Monday through Friday with no holidays.
Okay.
And so the total payback is $65,000.
Okay. So monthly. Okay, so let me make sure I'm understanding here then, because this is new to me too. So you guys would give us the 50, and then they would start taking back $387 a day,
right?
Until
Monday
it's paid off,
right?
Monday through Friday. That is just weird to me, but okay. And then the total repay is $65,000. Okay, now you mentioned in the email something about a refinance or extending the term halfway through. How would that work if we did that?
Right, so you're eligible at the four-month mark.
And
to tell you the truth, usually there's a little bit of flexibility, so, you know, close to the four-month mark. We can refinance the loan and give you more capital if you're looking for additional capital there, and you'd be we could stretch out the term and you'd be entitled to the returning customer rate, so to speak, so you'd have a lower cost of funds moving forward. With these unsecured working capital loans, relationship history is one of the most important things. So once there's the track record, obviously it seems silly that someone wouldn't make payments on time and we take it out of the account automatically. But, obviously might not be an issue for you, but sometimes with small businesses, small business owners, you know, sometimes they're moving money around a little bit to cover Robin Peter to pay Paul, and sometimes they get caught where they end up negative in their accounts, and so that causes, obviously, some issues with...
Right.
And we're trying to take our money. So there's some complications there. But, so as long as there aren't any of those issues, you know, like I said, you'd be entitled to the halfway point of refinancing.
Okay. So now this, so the $15,000 is basically costing us to borrow this $50,000. What does that work out to as a percentage? Do you know?
Well, there's no APR because it's an 8 month term, so it's not annualized. So the way you calculate the cost of funds is what's called a rate factor, a multiplier, I guess. So you multiply it's a 1.3 rate factor. So
okay,
it's 30 cents on the dollar.
Okay. Can you email me all of this information so that I could forward it to our finance lady on the board and get her, you know, approval, and then whatever we would need to do from there? It's a little higher than I was hoping as far as the rate and payback, but I understand just starting off it's the bracket we're in, I guess. So...
Yeah, I mean, we always want to put our best foot forward. We always go as lean as possible. So it's just one of those things with private money. You know, when you get your money from Huntington or whatever,
right?
You basically what those banks do is they lend out the deposit holders' money, and then they don't pay them any return, right? It's like you and me, we have our checking and savings account. We get almost nothing, right, as far as interest. Mm-hmm. Well, with private money, we can't do that, right? We have to pay the investors, the owners of the bank. We have to give them a return. And then, of course, with it being unsecured and non-callable, there's always definitely, you know, more risk associated with it. So, it's just a lot of risk factors go into it. But I'll go ahead and email this off to you.
Now, are there any upfront fees, closing costs, anything of that nature?
There's no origination fee.
Okay.
Okay. And also there's options that you don't have to take the 50 if you wanted to take 30 now. And there's always options, right? So I just kind of want to put this out there. Because I know you're looking for 30 to 50.
If I mean, I would say with the way that the payback term is working, I would probably say take it all and then just let it pay back as it goes. But if we, how do I want to say? Is there a prepayment penalty? If I got a grant or something and was able to pay it all off, how does that work?
You actually get a discount on the principal and interest.
Okay.
Because since it's not an APR, there's the 1.3 factor, right? It's 30 cents on the dollar. Okay. So the way the loan is amortized, interest and principal is paid evenly throughout.
Okay.
So it's a fixed cost. So if you were to get a grant and pay it off, you'd receive a discount. And on this program, I'd have to double check. I think it's about 5% of the total balance remaining, principal and interest, somewhere right around there. So, but anyway, yeah, like I was saying, is like obviously, so you can apply that to the refinance at 4 months also. So,
yeah. If you have a document or some information, you could email me just so I could forward that to the people I'm required to have a look at that, and then we can get this ball rolling.
Sure. I can't produce any documents without, let me see. It was, Sherry. I've been working with another Sherry too, and I just didn't want to mix it up. So, a copy of her driver's license, like if you take a picture with your smartphone and you email that to me, that works. And then a voided check for that account that we use to approve the loan.
Okay.
With pictures of those, I can generate the loan documents so you can actually show that to the board, and they can go through everything with a fine-tooth comb.
Okay.
But in the meantime, I'll send you an email with the amount funded, daily payment, total payback, and you know any other details that we've gone over.
Yeah, I mean, if you put like how they the calculation factor, the person that's our finance person actually is works for PNC and is a banker herself, so she'll understand all that terminology and stuff. So
it's funny. I used to work for PNC. I used to be a personal banker there a while back. Back in I'm from the East Coast myself originally.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, in Virginia, I worked for PNC.
Okay.
So it's not going to be quite like. Like I said, it's not an APR loan. So, it also, to her, they don't offer these loans.
Right.
So, but anyway, I'll put kind of an explanation.
Finance, so I'm sure she'll.
No, I'm sure. No, yeah. I'm sure, of course. But they just don't offer these particulars. So I'll actually put all the details in there and how it's calculated.
All right. So yeah, if you shoot that email over and then we'll go from there and I will work on getting a copy of her driver's license and I have the checks here. So that's not a problem. And we'll go from there.
Yeah, we'll take it from there. All right, sounds good, Jennifer.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye.